I know I've told you about my vocation story a number of times, but one of the things I was thinking about is I was praying on the readings in the Gospel this week, the feast of the Epiphany, where we celebrate the adoration of the Magi of the Christ Child. I was thinking about when I was growing up, and Father O'Leary and his cousin, Father John Lesconick, would various times when I was growing up, they would come and they tried to talk to me about a vocation to the priesthood, and I really wasn't at a place in my life at that time where I was really willing to listen to them and to be even to be open to vocation. And it wasn't until I met another priest while I was in college, and he encouraged me to begin to pray about it. And so I not only began to pray about vocation in terms of what God wanted me to do, but I began to enter more deeply into the prayer life of the church. I went on a number of weekend retreats at the Newman Center. We would have various times of adoration of the Eucharist, where I would just sit. The Eucharist would be exposed in monstrance on the altar, and I would just be there with our Lord. I entered into the prayer of the Legion of Mary. We had a weekly prayer meeting that we had, and it was through I firmly believe that it was through this growth in my prayer life, and also the prayer of praying at the 3 o'clock hour of Saint Faustina, the Divine Mercy, having a devotion to that, and it was through this growth in my prayer life and in my worship of God that I found something that I really wasn't expecting. That as I drew closer to our Lord in adoration, and as I drew nearer to Jesus in the life of prayer, then what came from that was a change inside of me. A fulfillment of something that I had been desiring, something that I had been longing for, began to be filled up. And so I was changed from the inside. I began to be changed by my worship of God that God had placed into me through the Spirit. And what came from that change was the beginning of the change in my whole outlook on my life. And not simply of first going in, or it resulted and culminated in my going into the seminary and ultimately becoming a priest. But different things began to change. The way that I viewed money began to change. Before that, I had never even thought about tithing or considered tithing or things like that. But as I worshiped God, there began to be a need in me, a spontaneous need to be generous to people, to give of my gifts that I had been given. There began a spontaneous need. I had never gone out and I had never done any kind of apostolic work ever before in my life. But I began to have a need to go out and do that and to share the faith of the gospel. I began to have a need to help people more, to look out for other people rather than just myself. And all of that came as a result of worship. And what worship is ultimately it's an encounter, a deeply personal encounter with Jesus Christ. So finally, I came to the point where I wanted to give myself to Jesus. I wanted to give myself as a priest. I wanted to, at a certain point, even to become a foreign missionary. Why? Because of worship. Because of the praise of God. Because of that encounter with Jesus. The importance of the life of prayer and in the importance of this encounter with Jesus is highlighted in this gospel that we read of the Epiphany. We have this beautiful story of the Magi. They're out, thousands of miles away from the Holy Land, and they see this star in the sky, they see this sign. And they're like, what could this mean? Where did this come from? They study and they go through all the books and they realize that, hey, this is over the land of Judah. It has something to do. Some great king must have been born. So let's go. So they hightail it out of there, they get on their camels and they go to the Holy Land, and they, of course you'd go to the capital city, Jerusalem. So they get there, the star disappears, and they're like, where is he? And so they start asking about him. Nobody knows anything about him. Herod, who, by the way, this is kind of interesting. He wasn't even a Jew. Okay, Herod, I think it was a Moabite or something, who were like the enemies of the Jews. And he had kind of finagled, he was kind of a shyster, and he kind of finagled his way to become the king of the Jews. And they hated him. And he was an awful, terrible person. He like, you know, killed his wives and his children. He was suspicious of everyone. He was just, he did very evil, wicked things in his life. And so he was very cunning though. So, you know, the Magi, so what does he do? Calls the, who's going to know? Oh, let me call the chief priests and the scribes. They'll know where the Messiah is to be born. Not Jerusalem. Where? Bethlehem. Heaven from Scripture. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means least. Okay, go to Bethlehem. Find him there. And then, you know, when you find him, come back and tell me so that I, too, can go and adore him. Yeah, right. We saw what happened later on with the slaughter of the innocents. So they go, and they leave, star appears again, they're overjoyed, they see it. It leads them right over the house where he was. They go into the house, find Mary and Jesus, Joseph, they're all there. What do? They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Other translations, it says, they worshipped him. They opened their, they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The order of this is important. They worshipped first, and then they offered. What does this tell us about our spiritual life? We must worship God first and have that encounter with Jesus Christ and allow Christ into our heart before we can offer, before we can give. Before we will be inspired to something more generous than we've given. This encounter with Christ is something that changes us. This relationship with Jesus is something that has a great effect on our life. What is it happens to them? Having been warned in a dream not to return to heaven, they departed from their own country by another way. I can't imagine what was going through their minds at that time. They probably didn't know the full import of this, but they said, you know what? This is maybe the strangest thing, because he doesn't look like a king. He doesn't look like, but hey, you know, we're like the first ones that realize this. You know, they didn't even know this in Jerusalem. Have you ever been like the first one to find out something? You know, like maybe, I don't know, maybe somebody's pregnant or something like that. You're like your first one to know. It's like, shh, but don't tell anybody, you know? You know, yeah, it's kind of like, it's kind of cool. It's like, oh yeah,
I knew that a long time ago, at least 3 hours.
You know, the wise men, but they come, they find this king in the strangest of all places among the poor people, and they're like probably scratching their heads, what's going on? But that encounter that they have with Jesus, it changes them. I have to imagine for the rest of their lives, they told the story when they traveled thousands of miles, guided by a star, to find a child born of a virgin that was destined to become the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. They would tell the story over and over. Why? Because they've been changed by that encounter. By being in the presence of God, by being in the presence of Jesus. Worship and give. Worship and be generous. Because when we worship God, then we come to realize the gifts that we've been given. It's like, oh, hey, I didn't know that I could do that. Yeah. Because we begin to see ourselves in the light of Christ. Worship and give. Encounter Christ and be generous. They offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but we have talents, we have treasures that God has given to each one of us that we are called to share for the glory of his name. So how does this happen? They adored him, they worshiped him. You know, for us, we're so blessed in our community. We have the hospital chapel. We have adoration where we can come and sit in the presence of God. A friend of mine in the seminary, he calls it radiation therapy. You know, just like sit in the presence of God. Just like behold God. Wah. You know, be changed. Be with him. Allow him to form your heart. We are changed by our worship of God when we receive Holy Communion. That changes us. We worship God when we serve others. We worship God when we encounter Him in His Word. When we read the Bible. Worship, adore, and be transformed, and be filled with joy. So as we think about the Magi, as they came to Christ, and as they worshiped Him, and as they offered Him their gifts, let us first have that encounter with Christ. Invite Christ into our heart, into our life. And then allow Him to show us the gifts that we have to offer. And as we are changed by that encounter, let us go out into the world as the Magi did, and spread the good news and share the gift of Christ to whom we have been given.